Appendix A, if the companion will not start. If the companion will not start or just beeps when you press the power button, there are a number of things you should check. 1. Make sure that the companion has power. Connect the AC adapter and make sure that the battery pack beeps, indicating that it is receiving power. If it does not beep as soon as you connect the adapter, wait a few seconds, disconnect the adapter, and then connect it again. Once the adapter has beeped, press the power button again. 2. Check that the volume control is not turned down. If it still does not speak, check that the companion's volume control is not turned right down. Adjust it if necessary. Note that the companion's volume control only affects the volume of the speech and not the beeps. You will still hear the companion's reset and switch off beeps even if the volume control is turned right down. 3. Press the reset button. If it still doesn't speak, press the reset button, which is just below the power button. When you press the reset button, there will be a delay of about 2 seconds, and then the companion will give a short beep. There will then be silence for about 35 seconds before the companion starts speaking. 4. Reload the software. If Keysoft still does not start, the contents of the program and data storage card may have been corrupted. If this has happened, then it's necessary to reload the contents of this card. There are 3 different ways of doing this, as follows. A.1, returning to your agent. If you do not want to reload the card yourself, remove it from the companion's left-hand PC card slot and send it, together with your Braille companion system disk, to your companion service agent. When the card has been returned, insert it in the left-hand PC card slot and press the reset button, which is just below the power button. You should hear a beep, and then there'll be a delay of about 35 seconds before the companion speaks. Appendix A, page 2. A.2, reloading from floppy disk. If you have the optional floppy disk drive, follow these steps. Step 1, connect the AC adapter before using the disk drive. If this is not possible, proceed only if the battery pack is well charged. Connect the floppy disk drive to the companion as described in section 2.10.2. Raise the disk drive power switch to switch it on. Step 2. Locate your Braille companion system floppy disk and insert it in the disk drive. Step 3. Reset the companion by pressing the reset switch, which is just below the power button. You may need a pen or pointed object to press it with. Step 4. The companion should beep within a few seconds. If there is no beep, then both the battery pack and the internal AA batteries are flat and need attention. After you hear the beep, there'll be a delay of a few seconds until a whir from the disk drive indicates that the software is being read from disk and loaded onto the card. If the drive does not whir, check the cables and ensure that the disk drive switch is up. Step 5. After about 1.5 minutes of disk drive activity, you will hear Companion, followed by Braille Companion and the version of the program. Keysoft will ask, install a spelling dictionary now? Press Y and you'll be asked which spelling dictionary you wish to install. You may choose either United Kingdom English spelling or American English spelling. Press Space with dot 4 until the required dictionary is announced and then press Enter. There'll be a delay as the dictionary is loaded. Keysoft will then prompt for the Braille language setting. This applies to Grade 1 and Grade 2 Braille, and the options are for USA Braille, press S, for UK Braille, press K, for Australian Braille, press A. Appendix A, page 3. Choose the appropriate setting and press Enter. Keysoft will then check the companion's clock and calendar. If this has not been set, it will say the companion's clock needs setting. You'll then be given the prompts to set the date and time as described in section 12.10. Finally, Keysoft will announce main menu. Step 6. Keysoft has now been reloaded, so you may remove the system disk from the floppy disk drive, switch off the companion, turn off the disk drive, and unplug the cables. A.3. Reloading in another computer. If you have access to a computer with both a floppy drive and a PC card slot, you may use these to reload the card. The computer may have to be reconfigured for the specific type of memory card used by the companion, which is known as an ATA card. Step 1. Remove the program and data storage card from the companion and plug it into a free PC card slot on the computer. Step 2, locate the Braille Companion System floppy disk and insert it in the floppy drive on the computer. Step 3, using the computer, log on to the floppy drive and type install followed by a space and then the drive letter of the PC card slot being used. No colon is required after the drive letter. Press enter and Keysoft will be loaded onto the card. Step 4, remove the card and replace it in the companion. Switch on and press the reset switch. The software will load and you'll be asked the questions detailed in step 5 of the previous section. End of Appendix A. End of Cassette 1, Side 2. Reading continues on Cassette 2, Side 3 with Chapter 1, Getting Started.